It's the interview queen, Alicia Toot here, and you are currently listening to and obviously enjoying Queen's Court.
What are we doing? Oh, wait. It's been so long. It's been like 3 years since we did a podcast.
No.
Check yourself, because I retired in 2020 and it happens to be 2023. So we are inching very closely on a 3 year mark since I have done what we do.
No, that's not right.
What's not right about it?
It has not been 3 years. We like did something last year. I don't know what we watched, but we watched something.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think you're. Okay. I think that was that big pause on a pup guy.
Well, we usually do something around this time of year, but no, I'm talking about you and me.
Oh.
Yes, silly.
You and me, we used to pod together every week together with Mort.
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember. Anyway, so while you're trying to figure out when the last time we podcasted together was, when
I am trying to figure out. It was not.
It was 2020.
It wasn't.
All right. Well, welcome to the absolute coming back. We're doing this. It's all raw. You want to know why we're doing it raw? Because we don't have our editing equipment anymore. Because I quit and she said, screw it. I'm not paying for it anymore.
Basically.
So you're getting this however it sounds. Anyway, it's the Queen and Pops experience with Pops and Queen, right? Because that would be the other half of the Queen and Pops experience. That would be fun. Great stuff. We were talking earlier before she hit the button.
Excuse me.
Okay.
April 2nd, 2022. So 1 year ago.
So like I said, it's been 3 years since we did a podcast together. I don't know. Like, so anywho. So yeah, it's been a while. I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this. I mean, you still have fans. I don't.
No, I just, don't.
Like, I literally left the whole IWC.
You quit Twitter. You were like, I'm out.
I was so, you know what? Because I was so mad all the time. Because I hate wrestling fans.
He hates me too.
I don't hate, because hate is like a nasty word.
Dislike.
But I strongly dislike wrestling fans, because it was all like, ooh, AEW is better. Like, no, WWE is better. And guess what? They both sucked horribly. So, like, what were we, like, we were all arguing for nothing. Like here, this is how it went.
Okay.
Ambrose bled a lot.
Yes. Facts.
Kenny disappeared. Ambrose wanted a vacation. Came back because they didn't have anybody. Bled a lot. Chris Jericho gained a lot of weight, lost a lot of weight, gained some more weight, came back less weight, became a champion, bled a lot. Cody left,
which
was the best thing that ever happened to Cody. You know.
Sure.
This is what
he wanted to do. You know, that's good.
Did you hear Roman's promo where he was like, you know, you couldn't get over here, so you left. You started your own company, you couldn't get over there, so you came back.
Also true. I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
He was over, but
he was
the dumbest thing that Cody ever did. Like, I'm gonna get your opinion. What is the dumbest thing Cody ever did in AEW?
Pandered.
Okay, what's the second dumbest thing he ever did?
Didn't turn heel.
Okay. Yes. So
the third dumbest thing is
that he came out and said, I'm not going to be the AEW World Champion.
Of course. Yes.
Okay, Cody, I love you, but you're an asshole. Why? We all wanted you to be the champion. We did. Yeah. We didn't want Chris Jericho. We didn't want Ocho Cinco, whatever.
Actually, I thought Chris Jericho did a good job.
That's Chad, isn't it? Ocho Cinco? Chad Johnson from the Bengals. He changed his name to Ocho Cinco.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I don't watch football either.
I watch football. I just don't watch the Bengals.
Now, who do you watch?
I'm a Chiefs Patriots? And Giants fan.
Oh yeah, you would pick winners.
The Giants?
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
Look, I've been a Lions fan since 1986.
As you should. Which makes That's me when old. I was born.
Yeah. Which makes me old. Wait, I can't say that because that would make you old.
That's okay. I'm old.
You're one. Well, we're both old. Anyway, yeah. They have it. I think they've won a combined total of 8 games since 1986.
That's okay. It's just like being a Giants fan. It's okay.
Like some of them, I think some seasons, I think they suck so bad. They were like, we're just going to put you in the negative. Congratulations.
Poor Lions.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't watch that crap anymore. I don't know if you noticed, but like I disappeared.
Yeah, you know, and you did.
I reappear right around.
You pulled a Mox and Jericho. You disappear and then you came back.
Yeah. I didn't bleed a lot.
You didn't, I was just going to say, but you didn't bleed a lot. So.
No. Let's see. I left IWC because I was tired of like being told I was wrong when I was clearly right about everything that I was saying.
Oh, okay. Roll it back. Not everything.
Most, okay. I was almost right about everything. I was saying almost everything.
Okay.
But more than not, but
okay.
I'm talking a lot. You say something.
Okay. Sure.
Nobody wants to hear what you have to say anyway. So that's okay.
Okay. What are you, kidding. The Go Rock? Ahead.
No, that would have been... No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's fine. You know, I...
It doesn't matter what you have to say. You now I'm The Rock. Anyway, you can go. No, I got that out.
yeah, I mean, I quit too. I quit podcasting. I just don't have the time for it right now. And having another baby, so I don't really have time for it now either. But that's okay. I still Babies on Twitter sometimes. Babies are great. I'm happy. Life's good. Okay, but every now and then, I got a chat.
I want to call you a liar quick, because since I popped onto Twitter to ask people if they thought it would be a good idea if we came back to do something, you're on Twitter every day. Every day.
Yeah, I said I quit podcasting.
You literally just said 2 minutes ago, I know we're not editing this, so when you listen to this back, it'll say, I'm on Twitter sometimes, like sometimes every day. Throughout the whole day, every day of the week.
No, not true. Retweeting shit is not the same as putting out my own stuff. You know what I mean?
Facts.
I'm not doing any of the work anymore.
Like, I put out, like, hey, who wants us to do this? And, like, 3 people who are all my friends said something. I'm like, this is going to suck.
You know what? We're not doing it for other people. We're doing it for ourselves, okay?
Listen, this is going to be such a banger that Manscaped is going to come back and say, we're sorry we screwed you guys on that deal.
Well, listen, they have a beard trimmer now.
Are you trying to say something?
No, I'm trying to say maybe they will come back and we can use it.
That would be nice.
No one ever wanted to sponsor me, ever.
Here's the thing. You know, they did offer us $7 a week. And they would have continued to get advertising because there was no way I was going to be able to pay you and Mort to go and clear out all of those advertisements. They were fun, though.
They were fun.
But they sent, like, all of us stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I got a ball trimmer. Mm-hmm. You got a ball trimmer. Everybody got a ball trimmer. They were like Oprah.
You get
a ball trimmer. You get a ball trimmer. I even threw Damien a ball trimmer.
Yeah.
I was like, and you know what? And then, to make it look like we had a lot of sales, I like bought a bunch of crap. I'm pretty sure Damien did too. But then like other people were too. So like apparently, you know, we were worth a little bit more than $7 a week.
Just a little bit. That
was the worst. I've never been approached with a deal that bad in my life.
Yeah, I wasn't meant to be.
No, I literally called Damien that day and I was like, hey, I need to run this past you because I'm half stupid, but I think I'm understanding what they're saying. And he started laughing. I was like, basically, after like a year of advertisement, like we would end up owing them money.
Just a privilege to say, Manscaped.
But that's not to say that you shouldn't shave your balls. Go ahead.
Listen,
guys.
Grooming's shave important. Them.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Grooming's important.
So,
yeah.
How real are we going to get on this podcast?
Are we never not 100% real?
Well, I had my balls like semi-trimmed last year.
Did you?
In the most, like, literally, I'll tell you what. You know how, like, sometimes, most of the time, when I'm in the podcast world, I come off as, like, this arrogant dude? Well, guess what? When you have 17 people looking at your junk that you've never met before, it's weird. And then you wake up after surgery and you only have one nut left. That's so freaking, like, what happened?
Thanks yeah. a lot. Thanks a
lot. Anyway, men, shave your balls, check them, make sure you don't have cancer. Moving on.
Yes.
You woke up and were like pregnant. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, good no, job, I did. Buddy. Good job. I know. Pops was like, oh shit, you having another baby? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, thanks for telling me. I got to find out on the Twitter that she's only sometimes on. Every day.
Anyway. What Anywho, are we here for today? Why don't you tell people we're
no
here?
I have no clue.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You told me
before.
This is all
your fault. What do you mean?
Listen, this is what you said. We're going to talk about WrestleMania, and then we're going to do Rhea versus Charlotte. And then no, I had other ideas said. For other things. And then I was like, I don't even know what we're doing right now. And you're like, no, listen, we're going to do WrestleMania. And then we're going to do, you like kept on repeating yourself. Like, but what are we doing now? I
said what we're doing now.
So apparently we're going to do a preview of WrestleMania. That was like my sound effects because you don't have those edited things.
I don't have
that.
Anything.
This is going to suck.
No, it's not.
It's going to be great.
For the record, you're the one that set this whole thing up.
Yeah, I did. And I, you know what? I also
you
did
have some, no idea
yeah,
what's going
maybe
on.
They like it raw. Let's give them some ODB. We're giving it to you live and direct, but not live. It's going to be recorded. We're not going to edit it. Every dumb thing that comes out of my mouth is probably going to be kept in unless I say something that could get me completely canceled.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
I will it's take possible. That out.
Yeah. Because I love crying. God. So, you know.
Yeah, we'll keep it PG-13 for the most part. Minus
I'm
going swearing.
To try to keep it like G. Like gangsta. What?
Like gangsta.
You should have seen your face. It's funny.
What are you saying?
You're like, oh, we're going Disney? Cool. Not I mean, fun at all.
Not I'm fun out. At all.
You're like, I'm done. Might be happening.
I mean, you could be story. You could be G. I'm definitely gonna swear. It's gonna happen.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I watch WWE.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
I have no idea what's going on Mania, so I'm just kind of like throwing the ball to you. Hopefully you do.
Yeah.
Like, I know the two matches that I care about the most.
Right.
And that's like the first match on the first night and the last match on the second night.
Well, do you know what I did for you? You know what I did?
You got me tickets to next year's WrestleMania?
No, but it is in Pennsylvania.
Nope. Oh, it is? For real?
I think so. I saw something on... There's a lot of advertisement on TV for it already. I want to say Pittsburgh, unless I'm totally tripping, which, listen, I could be. But, anywho, not tickets.
Shave your balls, check your balls.
Yes. No, not tickets.
This is not sponsored by Manscaped.
No.
This is sponsored by, I don't know, Bob's Pull and Ride. I don't know.
Pull and Ride?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that until you started laughing. Okay.
Anywho, that, do you want to know what I did now or not?
I would love to know what you did, I think.
I watched Monday Night Raw.
You should have watched last week's Monday Night Raw. It was way better than this week.
It was. Oh, this week was horrible. I turned it off.
It was. I fast-forwarded through a lot of it.
I was like, this is...
And then I got to the point where, like, Heyman was said that Cody said something.
Yes.
So I, like, kept looking for it. I couldn't find it. I was like, I don't know okay. So then I just went to the main event, which was pretty good. Solo
yeah. wasn't ready. No. Which Cody, like, legitimately said. So there mm-hmm. it is.
He also said Roman's not ready. Did you catch that? That's great.
Sure did. And I was like, oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay, John Wick, I'll, let's go.
Like, the best thing that Cody said was the dream's not coming back to giving an elbow. And my brother works at a different company. So if you bring up my father again, I'm going to puke. I was like, thank you, because I'm tired of you bringing his ass up. Yeah. Damn it, Cody. Just do something. Also, I just want to say for like everybody that can't see me, you know, and for you, I don't wear this hoodie because I think I'm somebody. I wear this hoodie because I want to be somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that was the second dumbest line that Cody said. You wear a suit, jackass. Just own it. Don't say you want to be somebody. Because people that want to... Right, exactly. Because, like, people that want to be somebody don't buy $2,000 custom suits and $4,000 custom shoes.
They already are. You're already there.
Yeah, you're already... Thank you for spending Tony Khan's money on those suits, Cody. Appreciate it.
And I...
Facts. I don't like Tony Khan. He's weird.
I don't like a lot of things in wrestling. I got to tell you, it is rough out here in these wrestling streets. There's not a lot I really like anymore.
It's hard out here for a wrestling pimp, she's saying.
It is. It's hard out here for a wrestling pimp. There's not a lot I like anymore.
I think we quit at the right time.
Honestly, I think we did too.
Yeah. Like, I miss it. I do. But, like, if we would have had a podcast through the Thunderdome.
No.
Come on.
No.
Like, I didn't even watch wrestling mostly for the year because I was like, the only time I started watching it was I watched for like who was going to show up on the like Thunderdome screen that shouldn't be there.
Right.
And then I like saw him and then I would get rid of it because
I know it was a rough time. It was a rough time all around. I will say at least they tried, you know, I could appreciate that. They did try to put in that effort. Both companies did. People around the world did. It just was just different. And then I feel like everything shifted. The whole wrestling world shifted. It's a very different vibe in 2022-3 now than it was in 2019. Remember how hyped we were about 2019? And how many times I said to you, 2019 was wild. It was just a wild time.
Remember in like January of 2020 and you were like, 2020 is going to be crazy.
I was right. It was nuts.
Did you call that?
I did.
Man.
Well, just you want to know what's crazy? There, but...
Like, I know we don't talk about what you do because, like, it's your business. But, like, I'm work for a public school district. How scary is that?
Yeah, so do I. It's insane.
I work
in an insane asylum.
I work with at-risk teenagers, and I tell them every day, yo, I know you're high because I used to be high all the time and I can see it in your eyes. I'm not high, Mr. I'm not high. Yeah, you are. Shut up. Go read a book.
Yeah, mine just, you know, don't listen to anything ever.
Kids know everything.
They do. They know everything.
Like, I was explained today by a teenager who I like. She's awesome. But she's... like explaining me why this generation that's like coming up has made everything easy. And she said a whole bunch of words. And I was like, so what you're saying is that everybody's just lazy and they don't want to put in the work. So they made everything easy. She's like, yeah. I said, well, you used a lot of work to tell me that. You didn't even say it. Anyway, whatever.
It's a weird time. It's a weird time in the world. It's a weird time in school. And it's a weird time for WrestleMania. You know, it's the first year, I think, in a long time where I'm like, it's Mania season? Damn. Like, how'd we get here so fast already, it feels like.
Yeah, this year's flying.
Yeah, really, really fast. I feel like it was just Royal Rumble. Now I'm like, whoa, here we are. But it usually, I feel like, goes fast once we watch the Rumble.
Yeah, and then we have like a whole year of like, oh my God, can it just be Mania again?
I know. I mean, I do like SummerSlam, but... And I do like Money in the Bank, but...
They're getting rid of Money in the Bank.
That's what I heard.
Which is good. Just put it on Mania.
I know, that's true. I like Money in the Bank as the concept, and the pay-per-views have been good recently, but I really just want it as a match.
Right.
You know, so... Whatever. I digress. The point is... It's WrestleMania.
39.
WrestleMania 39.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, actually.
I feel like it was just yesterday. I was a little boy watching WrestleMania 1.
I know. And now,
I think I was.
here you are.
Whatever.
You know? And it's
I've
just.
watched every single WrestleMania. And up until the pandemic, I had watched every single Raw.
Yeah.
And yeah,
You were
whatever.
hard. You were
So
hardcore dedicated. And
I
I was right.
was.
Next year's Mania is in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial. Maybe I'll go.
Did you see ticket prices for Mania?
I actually did not look this year for the first time. I normally do look, but I didn't
Well,
this year.
like the cheap seats were like $800.
Oh, shit.
But it was LA.
Yeah, I feel like that's slightly different. I mean, it'll still be pricey in Philly, though.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they won't come to like where I'm at up here in Green Bay, because we're too cheap to spend that kind of money.
Well,
But
hey.
if you drive like 3 hours south to the Chi, like they'll spend it all day.
Well, there you go. At
I mean,
least it's
you've
not too
seen what
far.
Chicago can do.
Sure can.
Sell out venues in 10 seconds.
Whew. I love
Ridiculous.
Chicago. God, that
Chicago
was
was
fun.
fun.
We had such a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, I just saw a picture of like us with your husband, and it was fun.
We had a great time. Great
We should have
shows.
got more pictures when we were at that after party.
That after
Like with
party was fucking
Stunt.
nuts.
Yeah. Fun fact, the DJ for the after party was my sister's DJ at her birthday, or
No way.
at her wedding, not her birthday, at her wedding. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah, he did a good job too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I
Man, I
drank a
miss
lot of White
that.
Claw that night.
Yeah. I
A
think we were
lot.
all just like it was a mood. We had a good
Thank
time.
goodness for Uber.
Yeah, for sure.
Anywho, all right,
Anywho,
so
WrestleMania 39, 2 nights, tomorrow and Sunday. There is a lot of matches on this card that I'm a little confused about.
I can try to help you figure that out, maybe.
Yes, not just storyline wise am I confused, but why is this at Mania? What's happening? I'm a little
Well,
confused.
before I answer any of that, you know, Mania is that let's get everybody on the card so that everybody gets a payday.
Sure.
So probably that's why, before we even get to it.
That's probably
Anyway.
why.
Yeah.
Yes. Just seems weird. But anyway, night one, 7 matches. Theory Cena, Rollins Paul, Trish Lita Becky versus Damage Control, some four-way tag team stuff. Strowman, Ricochet, Street Profits, Alpha Academy, Viking Raiders, Mysterio, Flair, Rhea, Usos, Owens, and Sammy.
Which one do you think is going to main event night one?
That is a great question.
I call Charlotte Rhea.
I was going to say the same thing. It's either Charlotte, Rhea, or Usos Owens, right?
But I'm gonna say Charlotte Rhea because
Yeah.
Cody and Roman are gonna do night two.
I agree. And I
So.
think they should. And I think maybe on night two, maybe Bianca and Asuka will open. Do you
Could
think?
be. A lot of people think that like curtain jerking is the horrible thing, but it sets the tone for the whole night. So like that's
Yeah.
got to be the most nerve-wracking spot.
Gotta be. You're opening it. That's huge. But night two
So
has Gunther, Sheamus, Drew, triple threat. Then we have Edge versus Demon Finn. Then we have a women's WrestleMania showcase. Fatal four way. Okay. Sorry. Bianca, Asuka, Lesnar, Omos, Reigns, Cody. That's it. It's only 6 matches on night two, but 7 on night one.
Well, Cody and Roman are probably going to go 40, 45. So, okay, let's break down night one. We'll go in order. And we'll see what we can do.
Okay. Theory Cena.
For the talked about my idea.
U.S. Championship. Yeah. Tell the idea because
I think it would be fun to have Cena win.
Yes.
And then just take the keep the title in Hollywood.
Yep.
Or, you know, quote unquote Hollywood. And then drop it back to him at SummerSlam.
Yes.
I just don't like, I don't want to see Cena like, quote unquote, pass the torch to Theory in the first match of WrestleMania 39 and then never see him again.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. I mean, I know they're trying to like make Theory a thing, but it's rough.
It's not. I mean, it is.
It's not terrible, but it's not great.
The problem is that Cena like just obliterated him on the mic that night.
Right.
Like, it was a little too much.
Yeah, he went a little too hard, so it makes him look like not credible. You know?
Yeah, a whole lot of you're not ready is going on.
Big time you're not ready's. It just feels like it was this little kid. You know, it was like no real credibility given to this guy. And also, I don't like him. So I'm firmly on Cena's side to win because I want him to. But I'm not really too happy with Cena now either. So
why?
Because he was on Twitter talking about how much he, you know, doesn't want to, like, say anything negative about Vince McMahon and all these allegations. He's like, no, you got to love him anyway. I don't think you have to say that.
Hold on. Do you really, like, okay, so do just you don't shit say where anything. You eat?
Well, I understand. I'm saying he doesn't have to go that far.
Well, I mean,
it was a little much.
Look, we all make mistakes. I don't really know the extent of the mistakes, but I don't know. He had an affair with his... Well, actually, it really wasn't even an affair because supposedly Linda, like, moved out of the mansion, like, years before.
Yeah, but that's not all of it. It's just, like, it was... I don't like that.
I know. See, I told you, I'm gonna get canceled. Vince is a dick. He should have kept it in his pants. He's, like, 90 years old. Why is he pulling it out anyway?
No idea.
Weird. And the whole thing you're gonna pay people off, don't pay them off with company money. Be smart, dipshit. Be smart.
There it is. Ugh. So I hope Cena wins. I would actually really enjoy a Cena US title run one more time.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Seth Rollins, Logan Paul.
I hope Logan Paul wins.
Do you? Tell me why. Dude,
he is incredible.
Actually, he is, yeah.
He really is. He's a total Nimrod, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, in that ring, he's not wrong when he says he's a natural. What he did against Roman in Saudi was ridiculous. And what him and Seth can do, since they're both got that high-flying style a little bit, is we're going to see some cool stuff. Plus, yeah. I'm sorry, I think that Logan throws the buckshot lariat better than Hangman has in a year.
Ooh. You heard it here first. Oh, snap. Well, the dude's personal issues aside, you can't take it away from him that he's put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. To be in this ring. And I feel like each time he even elevates it a little bit more. So I am interested to see how he and Seth go because they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to him versus Roman, which was a little different.
Yeah. I mean, he got hurt at Rumble.
Right.
And worked his tail off to be ready for Mania. Mm-hmm. And I originally thought that it was supposed to be Logan versus Cena. But because Logan really, really wants Cena. And I think Cena would take it, but I don't know how that match would be.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. Like 10 years ago,
Cena, maybe, but 2023 Cena, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Unless he was working every week.
Well, maybe he comes back and he does the title and
he's, you know, that.
I don't know. It's weird. He's got too much other things. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like, I really wanted to see Rock versus Roman, but I don't need to see it because Cody is more than fine.
Yeah. All right. So we're both taking Paul then to win.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were going that route. Cool.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Cool.
Seth is, I don't know. I'm
weird.
He's weird. I'm not really sure what the whole thing is going. It's better than the Jesus thing he was trying to do. I'm not really sure.
Well, this is just like, it's like a Joker style.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like
crazy laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like before Joker went full on Joker.
Right.
He's like just, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate it if he lost. It wasn't a great
movie anyway.
Well, that's another topic for another day. Okay. Trish, Lita, Becky, Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io.
Don't care.
Just a 6-woman tag. No titles. Why? Confused.
Probably because Trish was available. And she still looks like she did in like 1999.
Yeah, she looks great.
She doesn't look like she aged a minute. It's ridiculous. But then Lita, who I absolutely love, you can totally see that she's aged. And they got her in the ring doing things that she shouldn't be doing. She's going to hurt herself or somebody else, but that's just me. Mm. I mean, she's doing more than I could ever do. So,
me too. I just don't know. Like, why isn't it just for the titles? And then have Trish and Dakota on the wings or whatever.
Because you have to have Trish in there.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
She's going to be there. I just hope that Damage Control, like, goes away.
You don't like them?
I don't really. I dig heel Bailey, but I don't, like, I don't understand anything that Io says, and I know that's the point. And then, like, Dakota is just, like, she gets skinnier every week, and it freaks me out.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to body shame. I'm just saying, like, when you start getting that small, you're a little worried, but I'm fat, so whatever. Maybe I'm just jealous.
Well, I don't really care either way.
Yeah. That's probably one that I'll go and take a leak for.
Yeah, I'm not really sure kind of how I feel about it. I'm not really sure who I think. But I feel like if you're going to have Trish there, she has to win. So I'll go Trish, Lita, Becky.
Okay.
What do you think? Same?
Sure. Same. Yeah.
You're like, don't care. All right, moving on. Men's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team. Strowman and Ricochet, which was shocking to see as a partnership for me. Street Profits, Alpha Academy, which I cannot believe is still together, and the Viking Raiders, a.k.a. War Raiders. I'm not over that. For the,
don't care.
What do you call it? Titles.
Number one? The number one contenders?
I guess so.
Because they're all, like, the Usos are, you know.
I know. Champions, so, like, it's a showcase to face the Usos at some point. This is my question. Why are we doing this at Mania? Like, okay.
To get them on the card.
We're getting them on the card, but, like, it's Mania. I don't need an maybe that Raw. One,
maybe that'll open. Like, not open, but, like, be the the pre-show.
Maybe.
I think they need to do something with the Street Profits. I thought they were
going to have some, like, battle royal thing.
That'll probably be on the pre-show.
That's what I assumed, yeah.
But are they going to do a women's one? Yeah, I think they are doing a women's one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, cool. Yeah, I don't, like, here, like, Strowman and Ricochet, like, going bald and, like, growing beards together is just weird.
It's just very strange. But I think they're going to win, though.
Alpha Academy, like, dude, I love Otis because not only is he from Wisconsin,
rules,
but, like, he made out with Mandy Rose, and now this chick wants to make him a model. Like, hello,
role model. He's living the best life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, stink and shake, stink and shake.
And shoosh, whatever that means. Okay, well, it's annoying.
Shoosh.
I feel like Strowman and Ricochet are going to win.
Yeah, and I feel like the Street Profits should win.
They should win, but they're not going to.
Right.
Okay.
You want to know who's going to win? I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say the War Raiders or Viking Raiders or whatever they're called now.
You think the Viking Raiders are going to win over Strowman and Ricochet?
Listen, they have marched out. They have marched out Sarah Logan dressed up like a
Valhalla, deer.
A deer.
It's Viking stuff.
And barefoot.
Yeah.
They owe her something for that.
I don't.
Isn't Valhalla like the place where Vikings go, like the Christian heaven?
Yeah.
So all Vikings go to Sarah when they die?
Yeah.
That's weird.
She's the conduit to Valhalla.
You must pass through my vagina to go to the Netherlands.
No. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's whatever. All right, Mysterio. Father versus son.
I feel like the ref, my earpiece came out. Hold on, I don't know what the count is. How much time we have left? All right, good, thanks.
We're good.
Thanks,
we're good, producer.
Thank you. Okay. Dominic is going to win this.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I'm all about it. I think that the people that hate Dominic Mysterio are just haters because that kid has worked his tail off. He's getting better on the mic every week.
Right.
Like, he literally told his Mexican mom to shut up as loud as he could on live TV.
Imagine.
And that's why he got popped. Because.
As he should.
Show or not. You can't go back to that community and be like, why don't you punch your kid in the face for doing that? Because they'll just beat your ass.
That's your mom, but that's my wife.
Right.
Yep.
It's a good lie. This is what makes me mad about that situation. Like, I knew the match was going to happen.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Because obviously, right?
Uh-huh.
Dominic should come in tonight, ruin the Hall of Fame, like, speech for
Maybe
Ray.
Maybe he will.
And then Ray accepted then, not 2 weeks before. It's disappointing.
Oh, just like a ready-made match moment happening the next night sort of thing?
Yeah, like he comes in and he's like, Ray brings up his wife and daughter because, you know, he's going to, whatever. And then Dominic comes out like, I told you were a deadbeat dad. You never loved me. And he pushes Aaliyah, right? And then Aaliyah falls down on her butt. And then Ray just clocks him and says, you got your match, you little bitch.
That'd be cool.
It would be, but it's too late because they already screwed that up.
They already, yeah.
It's literally why I should be a writer. This is why we shouldn't have stopped podcasting, so that you know who could have kept stealing our ideas.
Oh, my God. It's true.
It is true.
So, Charlotte Rhea. Two.
I mean.
What do we think about that?
I think if Rhea doesn't win, they just wasted the last 4 months.
I mean, I was going to say the same thing. I know I'm not watching weekly, but I know enough from seeing stuff online to know that they've really been pushing her.
Yeah. The only thing that I don't understand about the Rhea thing is, like, she's mega heel.
right,
in the Judgment Day on Mondays. But then she'll like go over to SmackDown and she'll be like, I respect Charlotte. Shut up. Just tell the bitch you're coming for that title and you're taking it and there's nothing she can do about it.
Why is she switching characters?
I don't know. I just get that feel.
Oh, okay.
And you know what it's going to be?
What?
You know Mania, and you know the Mania crowd, and you know the Monday after Mania crowd, the Raw, you know. She's going to be a face by the end of the night. The crowd is going to be all about her. That's why you see that little shift in Charlotte, like, kind of going to heel little bits, at, you know, just to get ready.
As she does.
But then what, what do they do with Dominic and the Judgment Day, you know?
I don't know.
It's going to be, and that's out of their control, really.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
They're going to have to deal with it as it happens, really, you know?
Really. I mean, she could do one of those, like Alexa did. Remember when Alexa cashed in and won the title and they were talking to her and she gave this sweet baby face promo
and then shit on everybody.
That was the best. Like, she had me like, oh, come on. Babyface Alexa sucks. What are you doing? And then I was like, ooh, she said that to that little girl. That's not nice.
Love Alexa. I miss Alexa at the top. I really do. Yeah, it's a waste if Rhea doesn't win, in my opinion.
Next.
Usos, Owens, and Zayn for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. Is this the end of the Bloodline's gold?
I believe so.
I also believe so. That was my pick as well.
But what's stopping them? Say they lose.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, how do they have it? Like the match? Is it for the tag team championships or is it for the Universal Tag Team Champions?
It says the undisputed.
Okay.
Tag team championships. So it's both.
Yeah. Well, they screwed that up then.
They need to be split.
Right. That's what I was going to say. What if they lost and they're like, no, that was just for the Raw titles and then they keep the SmackDown ones? But putting it up as the undisputed is just going to, that doesn't work.
Well, I mean, that's what's happening tonight too. So they're still joint for now. That's night one. That's it. That's a wrap. Yep.
And you know what? That will complete the longest day of wrestling that we've had
in a while. Year. Yeah.
Because literally, like, 1 year ago. Stand and Deliver is on in the afternoon.
Right.
And that's going to roll right into the pre-show at, like, I think pre-show starts at 4.
Shit.
And that's going to be a 2-hour, like an hour or 2-hour pre-show. And then it's going to roll till like 11 o'clock. Like, we're going to get like 9-10 hours of wrestling. And it's going to be a lot and nobody's going to watch it all because it gets too much.
No, I'm not watching Stand and Deliver. I'm going to watch Effie's Big Gay Brunch, though. But I'm not going to watch Stand and Deliver. That's too much WWE for me.
I might watch NXT, but like Wednesday.
Yeah, I might watch it later. I'm not going to watch
like
it.
Or like when I get to work live. Monday morning.
So, night two. Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew for the Intercontinental.
Well, I think this one is just easy to pick.
Oh, gee, is it? You think so?
Yeah. Who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, man. Probably Gunther's going to keep it.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Sheamus.
You think so?
They've been really killing this whole story that Sheamus has never held the IC title.
It's and the you think only they're going to give it to
them? Yeah. It's the only title he's never had, which I'm not really sure that they're right about, but it's their company. Yeah. For some reason, I thought he was, but I guess he was the U.S. champion.
Yes.
So.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I see it just going to him.
That would be very interesting.
Bella.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I'm also tired of him and Drew being friends, and then not friends, and then friends, and then not friends, and then friends. It's just like, shut up. Sorry,
like, that's exhausting. You. No, it's okay. It's like the big show turning face or heel. It's like, it's too much. I just feel like they're going to keep, I want to call him Walter, with Gunther. The belt on. I don't like it. But I don't know. It could go either way. I can see both.
And you know what? We'll probably both be wrong and freaking Drew will win it. So whatever.
Imagine? Oh my God.
Man, that would make me mad.
He doesn't need a belt, but whatever. Edge versus Demon, Finn. Super pumped to see the Demon again. It's been a while.
Are we sure that it's actually the Demon?
It is, yes.
And that's confirmed by the WWE?
Please hold. I shall pull it up. Edge, Finn Balor. Hell in a Cell match. The picture is Edge and the other side is Demon Finn. And it's on WWE saying Edge versus the Demon, Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell. So, yes.
Am I back?
You are back.
Sorry. I had to
cancel. You got so excited, you muted your mic for that.
I did. wouldn't it be cool if, like, Edge came out in, like, full Viking, like, from the show Vikings garb?
He'd look great.
It'd be cool.
To slay the Demon? That'd be great.
Yeah, but the Demon can't lose. The Demon is completely undefeated. Demon
can never lose. So wait, he has to win.
Did we ever get Demon versus the Fiend?
No.
For some reason, I think that the Fiend or that the Demon lost. Maybe that was just something I wanted really
JK,
bad.
JK, Demon versus the Fiend Steel Cage 2020. That's why we don't remember. What a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
The original. Okay, so there was an original plan. It didn't really work. Who won? Oh, I guess I don't. I see a match on YouTube, but I don't know if that was the preview, but it never really happened. Because there's a lot of chat of why we never saw this match.
Okay. Well, maybe it was supposed to, and then we didn't. Well,
2020 was a wild time. I don't really know what was what.
I don't really remember it very much. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Demon should win. That's the end of that.
Facts.
Okay. Lesnar, Omos. Could not care any less than the absolute zero fucks in my hand. So, Lesnar, I guess.
Yeah. I guess him. Because Omos or whatever his name is doesn't, I don't know, who cares? Moving on.
Ugh, vomit.
We already talked about that match too long.
Yeah. The women's showcase fatal four-way tag team match, I also guess for a number one contender. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez are apparently a team. Okay. Natalya and Shotzi, Rousey and Shayna, and Green and Sonya, who I saw were made a team like Monday. What is up with this?
Explain this to me. They have completely ruined Chelsea Green by making her a Karen.
She's a Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Just let her be zombie crazy bride. She ruined.
Exactly.
She's so creative. Why are they doing this? Never mind.
Because every week she's messing with
what's his
nuts. Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. I feel like Ronda.
I think I picked Liv and Raquel on one of my things that I did a pick on.
Oh, did you?
I just like Liv.
Hmm. I like Liv too, but
I was super happy they made her champion.
Yeah, it was a nice. And she 5 did minutes.
Good too.
She did good.
Like she did more against Ronda than like Charlotte and Becky did. So
I thought she did more. Well, she did more than I thought she was going to. So that was like it was one of those like pleasantly surprised moments where like, oh wow, okay. Yep.
And even when she lost, she didn't tap. She just passed out. She passed smiled out. Until she passed out.
Atta that, girl. Love
that's
that.
Gangster. That's gangster.
I like her for that. But I don't know. I guess I'll go Rousey Baszler. I just don't see how you make them lose out of that group.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. Bianca, Asuka for the Raw Women's Tag Team Championship. May I just say what an absolute delight it is to see Kana Asuka and her craziness coming out. What a treat. It's like one of my favorite parts about Asuka that is so not seen here. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I think if they don't go full Kana and give her the title, then it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Bianca is good in the ring.
Yeah, she is.
She's very strong.
Strong.
She's getting better on the mic. But she just doesn't do it. She's never... It's the stupid skipping and the twirling of the stupid hair.
You've hated that for years.
I have. And it hasn't changed. Yeah. She's literally the new Roman for me.
Oh, no. Not that.
Like, just... freaking change like first of all you haven't really whipped anyone with that hair since you cut Becky Lynch open.
Well,
so let's get rid of it. You know unless you're going to use it, get rid of it. You can always put it back on. You know, I'm assuming that that's some kind of an extension.
Yeah.
Right? I mean I hate to assume, but whatever. So just do something different, you know. Like,
I know her character.
I'm so mad. Like when she's mad at somebody, she skips to the ring. Like first of all, if I'm mad, I'm gonna walk very angrily because I don't run. But I'm not gonna skip and twirl around. Like I'm on my own thing. Like shut up, just go beat some butt. Like it's not that hard. Makes me mad. Anyway,
I really want Asuka to win.
I really don't want Bianca to become like, you know, like full on Roman and the almighty piss break all rolled in one.
And what a change that's been, huh?
Right. I know. I think somebody got tired of me calling him a piss break and they're like, oh, we should probably do that with something with that guy. So
and they did. And it anyone was great.
Listening, you're welcome for that.
All right. I don't know. They got to commit and give it to Asuka. I was watching on Monday and they were talking about her and just like how much decoration she has. I was just watching that package going, damn, she's in a league of her own. It's awesome.
She is.
I would love her to win, but I don't think they'll change both women's hands. I don't know that they'll do they both.
Might. I think you they think? Might.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy if they do. It would give the other two a chance to do something else.
Yeah. I just wish that Asuka's English would have improved over the last 10 years. Or maybe that's just part of it. Maybe she speaks perfect English. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Maybe. Anywho. All right.
What's next?
The last one.
Cody.
Do we need to say anything else? No.
Well, you could say Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. We could say both the names, yes.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. He's taking them both. I hope for him that it's everything he wants it to be. I hope for him when he raises those titles, it's that I finally did it feeling. Like, I hope it goes very well for him.
I hope this is my forecast for the future, 2023 into 2024.
Okay, listening.
And if this is all if I have contract things correct.
Okay.
So, Cody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay. I don't want to see him with both titles. He doesn't want both titles. So Monday night, he shows up with the Winged Eagle. That would be awesome.
Oh, well, that's isn't there a rumor wants. That he redesigned it, Triple H?
Yes, there okay. is a rumor.
Okay.
Okay. Fast forward to Survivor Series.
Oh.
Cody needs a team.
Okay.
To go against the bloodline, because they're never going to go away.
No, they'll shouldn't. Be a thing, they just won't be decorated.
Right.
Okay.
So you have Roman, Solo, and the Usos representing the bloodline.
Okay.
Cody needs three partners. Who do you think he's calling?
No, you don't think.
I do. I really do think that we're going to see Kenny and the Bucks in Stop WWE it. By the end of the year. I do. I 100% do. I know, like, Omega was, like, shopping around and then realized, oh, shit, Tony, like, tacked on this extra time from when he was injured.
Right.
Which I think takes him to about mid August, I think.
Which also gives him time to drop the New Japan stuff.
Mm-hmm. But technically, he doesn't really have to drop the New Japan stuff, does he? Because Triple H is in charge. And he has the, at least he was, the Neverweight champion in Carl Anderson, who he also allowed to wrestle in Japan and then flew him private to Saudi for that match.
That's
and
true.
And Carl did not drop the title that night.
That's true. Okay, maybe he doesn't. So I feel like he might want to, but that's another story. Anyway.
Maybe. But I think that we will, like, full on see the most of the Bullet Club in the WWE.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. You already got the Good Brothers. You got AJ.
Finn.
You got Finn, who started the whole deal. Cody. Then you bring Omega and the Bucks. And, like, oh, man, I'm telling you, we're going to see it. Because Triple H has the vision. If they don't sell, which I don't think they really are going to do, I don't think they're going to sell. I think that was just a way for Vince to get back in charge.
Oh. Like, okay.
But it, like, everybody was, oh, they're going to sell to the Saudis. I don't think they're going to sell to the Saudis. I think it's going to go Disney or NBC Universal. One of those two. Because, I mean, I think NBC Universal, they own Peacock, right? And I think they own they USA. I'm not sure if they own USA.
Mm, they might.
But, so they already, like, they already
makes own sense the rights for them advertising. To jump ship, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. Can you imagine? You
really think the Elite is coming over?
I think so, yeah. I don't, like, listen, that whole deal with, Tony being a fanboy over there, that's not working anymore. It's not. And it was proven with the whole CM Punk thing.
Mm.
Like, he sat there and let CM Punk just eviscerate his vice presidents.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he should have stopped that 100%.
Oh, yeah. And then
cut the mic.
And then it came out that he took Colt off TV because CM Punk told him to. Like, come on.
Yikes.
And everybody loves Colt except for CM. Like, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody loves Colt. He is the nicest Jewish little boy I've ever met in my life. like, and I know he's a grown-ass man, but he is just like this little kid that loves wrestling. And it's amazing. So, whatever.
Hmm. Well, so, that will be very interesting if that happens.
I would also love to see. Listen here, okay. Yeah, think this way too. Bucks and Omega are both. They're all getting older. You know? Sure.
Yeah. No. Right. I know.
So, how long do you think they can keep doing this AEW style? It's
Oh, not much. Oh, I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where it leads me to. They'll retire, and the ultimate goal, like everybody's ultimate goal, is to work in the WWE. Yes. Omega did at one point.
I tried out. That was it.
Right. But I like the Bucks have had their opportunity too. They turned it down because of they want to do their own thing. Cool. But now you got Triple H in charge of creative and of talent. So there's just,
if he lets them keep their characters enough, they might find that interesting.
Right. The only sad thing is that we're never on this, on our soil, we're never going to see Kenny Omega the way Kenny Omega should be.
I know. I'm very sad about that.
Never.
We got it a little in AEW, but it's nothing like it was in New Japan. And what a goddamn delight. But it was not here.
Yeah. And never even when he goes person. Over to have matches over there, it's a totally different Kenny. Because well, it's course. A different style.
He has
it's
to. It's a different style, and I get course. It. And we understand but that.
That was the style that was supposed to be coming here with AEW.
I know.
They're like, we can go through the whole list of what was supposed to happen with AEW. And then we can go through and state everything that wasn't. And then people listen to this and they'll come at me because they'll tell me I'm wrong. But I was there that night.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Like, I heard what Cody said.
Yeah, you were there live.
Cody had me excited to leave WWE fandom and come over. And then it was like cool for about a month. And then, I mean, the pandemic didn't help him. I understand that. Okay. But, you know, we were supposed to get like the Chinese wrestlers over here. I don't think we ever got them.
No, pandemic shut that.
Yeah. What was that? What was that promotion?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember. Well, we're supposed to get them. And like, it's only cool to open the forbidden door once. And then when you do it twice, and then you can't just keep saying it's a forbidden door anymore because it's not. It's open. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So stop calling it that. Please. You know, like, really. Just stop. I just have a problem with Tony Khan. I really do.
Yes, I can tell. Yeah. But that's a story for another day, kids, because that's WrestleMania. Two nights. Talked about by Queen and Pops.
Yeah, are you sleeping yet? I don't hear anybody. Still with us. Hello.
ASMR.
Anywho, well, whether they're awake or not, we have business to do.
We do.
I have no idea when Rhea and Charlotte wrestled the first time. But I do have the Mania thing pulled up. Do you still want to do that? Should we leave it for another day? Should we do like just go to bed? Because I'm tired. Because this
we're gonna go to bed. Yeah, we're gonna go to bed.
This podcasting stuff is hard.
It's exhausting.
Like, my ears are killing me right now.
Yeah. Well, you're also wearing those type of headphones. So.
Well, that's because I have weird ears and like things pop out of my ear. That's not what hurt. It's like the stupid, like the way it's designed.
That's what I'm saying. Put those sometimes can be like not comfortable.
Yeah. Well, they suck. Anyway. Thank you, Timu.
Well, thanks everyone.
It's my new favorite shopping site.
Okay.
Timu.com.
Not a sponsor either, but
it should be.
Maybe. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you did, we really appreciate it.
What?
And stop. And for Pops and I, we'll catch you on the next one.
Adios, amigos.